time to celebrate. It is the 25th anniversary of the Holiday Lights Festival, something we always look forward to each and every year. And here with me to talk about this year's 25th anniversary of the Holiday Lights Festival is Mayor Gene Stothert. Hello, Mayor.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So let's get to it, the 25th anniversary. I can't believe it.
It is. It's a big milestone this year for being the 25th. And the Holiday Lights Festival, just for a little background, it originated with the Millennium Lights Festival back in 1999. And over the years, we've only added to the festivities. Lighting the city and organizing all of the family-friendly activities is no small feat. And I want to not only thank our sponsors and supporters of this year's event, but all the sponsors and support who have contributed over the past 25 years. That's who made it great.
Absolutely. And the lighting ceremony, I mean, last year for the first time, we did it on a different date. And
yes,
we like that date. So tell us, when does this year's annual lighting ceremony take place?
Sure. This year's annual lighting ceremony will be Saturday, November 30th. Traditionally, it had been on Thanksgiving night, but downtown was closed. And we really wanted to open it up and give people the opportunity to shop and enjoy all the stores and restaurants. So produced by the Riverfront, the festivities will start at 5 p.m. with music on the Performance Pavilion in the Gene Leahy Mall, which is beautiful, and then the ceremony itself at 6 p.m. Our Holiday Lights Festival producing partner, the Riverfront, has worked incredibly hard to prepare the Gene Leahy Mall, Heartland of America Park, and Lewis and Clark Landing, and I cannot wait to see the parks lit up with hundreds of thousands of lights. And I do want to encourage everyone to consider bringing a non-perishable food item with them to support the Shine the Light on Hunger campaign. The Food Bank for the Heartland will be at the lighting ceremony collecting donations near 11th and Farnham, and they will also be collecting cash or card donations, so if you forget a food item, you can still donate. And then after the ceremony, folks should definitely wander all 72 acres of the riverfront parks to enjoy their holiday displays. You can even grab a bite to eat at the food trucks located on the west end of the Gene Leahy Mall, and you can walk over to the Old Market and celebrate Small Business Saturdays at local restaurants there.
Downtown has changed so much, and it's beautiful and bigger than ever. Tell us about the lighting displays this year.
Sure. After the lighting ceremony, festive lights will shine bright every night through Wednesday, January the 1st. The Holiday Lights Festival displays will illuminate the Old Market from 10th to 13th and from Farnham to Jackson. But there will also be displays along 24th Street in North and South Omaha, thanks to the generosity of the Sherwood Foundation and the Lozier Foundation. North Omaha will be lit up from Burdett to Ohio Streets, and South Omaha will be lit up from L to Q Streets. And then, of course, our producing partners at the Riverfront will have many wonderful holiday activities planned throughout the season in addition to their dazzling displays. So for more information on all the happenings at the Riverfront, I encourage everyone to visit their website and then follow them on Facebook and Instagram.
And the KETV Family Festival, something families look forward to every year. Tell us, Mayor, about this year's festival.
Sure. This year's KETV Family Festival will be held on Sunday, December 8th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. There are six incredible venues lined up for this day of free, family-friendly fun, including Heartland of America Park at the Riverfront, the Durham Museum, the Omaha Children's Museum, the Omaha Public Library's Downtown Branch, and the Omaha Police Mounted Patrol Barn. I'm also so excited to see the Joslyn Art Museum join the lineup of venues. It has been a few years since they could participate, since they were under construction, but I am so excited to have them back this year. And each venue will host festive holiday activities, and Ollie the Trolley will be there offering free rides to transport visitors between the venues. So don't forget to bring a non-perishable food item with you. The Durham, the Children's Museum, and the Joslyn will all have the blue donation barrels for you to drop off your donation. And just a reminder, this is all free to the public.
Which is fantastic. And speaking of that, of course we have to talk about this year's New Year's Eve fireworks spectacular.
Yes, we will close out the 25th anniversary and ring in 2025 with the New Year's Eve fireworks spectacular on Tuesday, December 31st. This year, we have a new location. The best place to view the fireworks will be from the riverfront, who are helping us produce the fireworks show this year and the Old Market. One of my favorite parts of this fireworks show is that it starts at a family-friendly hour of 7 p.m., so everyone can enjoy the celebration and then continue with their evening afterwards.
And of course, one of the reasons we do this is the Shine the Light on Hunger campaign. So important, Mayor. So tell us about the campaign this year.
Sure. I've already mentioned a few opportunities to support ConAgra Brands' Shine the Light on Hunger campaign, which runs all through the Holiday Lights Festival season. This year, the goal is to raise the equivalent of 5 million meals for the Food Bank for the Heartland. Omaha is such a generous city that I think that we will surely be able to meet this goal. Several of Omaha's art and cultural institutions, like museums and performance venues, we'll have the Blue Collection barrels where you can drop off non-perishable food items when you visit over the holidays. And these blue barrels will also be located in Baker's supermarkets throughout the metro. So when you're shopping for your family this holiday season, I encourage you all to pick up a little extra food to donate as you leave. And another simple way to donate to the campaign is to park at an Omaha Park garage or meter. You use the zone 030 when paying via the mobile app or at a multi-space kiosk, and your donation then will directly go to the Shine the Light on Hunger campaign. This campaign reminds us how important it is to uplift our community and support one another. And I am proud of how Omaha shows up for one another year after year to participate in this great campaign.
It is so true. We set these goals, we cross our fingers, and they always come through for us. So Mayor, where can people get more information if they need it?
Sure. All the information I shared today can be found at www.holidaylightsfestival.org. For more information about the Riverfront's holiday programming, visit their website at www.riverfrontomaha.com. I also encourage everyone to follow the festival on Facebook and Instagram to see all the fun happenings throughout the holiday season. And I look forward to seeing everyone at the holiday lighting ceremony on November 30th.
Can't wait to see you there, Mayor. And thank you for joining us. And here's to a great 2025.
You bet. Happy holidays.